minutes, I've got at least a page, and that's only until the stupid thing hit. Now we're going to get real quick to my good friend Rocky. We're going to talk about Next Wave Financial. If you're a small business owner, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Banks make it hard for you to get a loan, and it can take months for you to get approved and funded. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, the Next Wave can give you the money that you need and fast. When you need money for equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll, Next Wave can get you approved today and funded within 24 to 72 hours. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000 with no application fees, and funding is based on your business, not your credit score. Call Next Wave Funding today at 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-WAVE. Or visit nextwavefunding.com. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-WAVE. Next Wave Funding, it's when your business needs cash fast. And now we're going to talk to the owner and founder of Next Wave, my good friend Rocky Stein. Rocky, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jimmy. It's absolutely a pleasure. And again, sorry for everything that's going on out there. It's impacted all of us and a lot of our merchants, clients in South Florida.
Yeah, but Rocky, you provide a service. You're the person that people need. Why do people need to know about Next Wave, Rock?
Well, right now what's happening is a lot of our merchants are already contacting us saying they need working capital today. And we've wired out the capital to a couple of different companies today in South Florida. One was a window slash door manufacturer that out of Tampa that needed some capital today. That's been a repeat customer of ours. And a lot of people in Miami Beach and South Florida and along right now have been hurt by having their businesses closed and their perishables and some of their inventory has been gone. So they need to get their businesses up and running. And we're here to support, give them the capital they need in the short run right now.
Well, Rocky, it sounds to me like you're part of Miami's kickstart effort to get started. So Miami's back. Next Wave is helping Miami come back. They're funding them. And it sounds like you're really helping the small business person and the medium-sized business person get here and help Miami get started. Again, Rocky, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. Drive safe. I know you got to get back to your family. You guys have been impacted. But if people need cash and they need it now, they can call 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-WAVE. Or go to nextwavefunding.com. Rocky, thank you so much for coming on and letting everybody know that Next Wave is here to help them now.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, Rocky, be safe. My best to the family. I'll see you soon. Let's rock it, Wanda. We don't have our battery, so we can't feed that in, but we're playing Rock Me Like the Hurricane, and Wanda and I were entertaining Dave as we were air guitaring that. Wanda, you got to play that again, man. I'm having the greatest time.
Okie dokie pokey.
My freaking headset fell off. I was having so much fun. All right, it's time for our friends at Warren Henry. That's right. My good friend, your good friend, Larry's in, and his friends, our friends at Warren Henry, they are the best. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville. I was supposed to be in Gainesville. That's where I was supposed to do it live from Gainesville, but I'm here. Thank you, Hurricane Irma, you bitch. All right, Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means, did anybody hear me say that? Complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
Oh, I'm on again. I'm sorry. It's just this hurricane thing's got me off my game just a little. I'm coming back too. I got a program still. I'm not.
Mental hurricane.
I am in a mental hurricane. Rock me like a hurricane. Anyway, hey, listen, give me a call, Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. If you've got real estate and you need cash, I've got it. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because we're asset-based financers. We can close in 1 week. That's right. If you call me today, one person makes the decision. We can commit in 1 day, close in a week at 305-773-6300. Hey, maybe you're a realtor and you've got a client that wants to close on a unit. Maybe you're an investor and you've got all this cash tied up in deals and you see something that you want to take advantage of, an opportunity that came from the hurricane. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and you got a foreign client that can't get financed. Call me. Hey, maybe you're well, here's something I'm working on now. An attorney, and you and your father-in-law calls the loan, and he helped you buy the house. Now he wants some of the money back, and I can help you. You give me a call, I can close in a week. Get your father-in-law, your brother-in-law, your friend off your back. Give me a call at 305-773-6300, because if you got a special situation and you call me, you know by now, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back. Dave and I are making jokes with these. I got to tell you is that if you ever get a chance to meet Dave McCafferty, make sure he's got one of those little lamps with him. It's just amazing. They've got the best giveaway I've ever seen in my life. We've got David on the phone. David is a friend of mine from New York. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on.
It's my absolute pleasure, David, because you got something that makes you very special. Want to tell everybody what that is?
Yes, I want to talk to your audience about the happiest day of my life. June 25th, 2003, I had the extreme honor and privilege of giving a total stranger one of my kidneys.
Wow. I would say I'm speechless, but I'm speechless. So, David, what prompted... Thank you, Wanda. Wanda knows when applause is needed, and this guy, that wasn't even enough. I need like the rock bowl of, the rock and roll bowl there. But so, David, what prompted you to do that? How'd you find out about this?
Well, I happen to be Jewish, and I read the Jewish publications available in Brooklyn, where I live. And it was in October of 2002, I saw an advertisement in one of the papers placed by a man who lives in Woodmere, Long Island. He said, "My father needs a kidney. Could somebody help?" I called up. I was a match. I did it on June 25th, 2003.
Wow. In Miami, we call guys like you a mensch.
Thank you very much. But I'll tell you, I look at kidney donation perhaps from a different perspective than others. When people, I look at it from the donor's perspective. Of course, people on dialysis, they're desperate, and they need it as soon as possible. But I had no idea how much my life would be changed as a result of what I've done.
Well, tell me about that. What changes have you noticed?
Well, the fact of the matter is, I found out that on average, kidney donors have a longer life expectancy than others. I heard this from the doctor who operated on me at one of the seminars that I attended. He said he can't explain it, but these are the facts. We've been doing transplants, living transplants, about 40, 50 years, and the statistics are quite clear. After he finished, I told him that we Jews, and this concept is probably shared by others, that God deals with us the way we deal with others. I did something which will extend a man's life by years. Therefore, God will give me additional years of life. To which he answers, sounds good to me.
I believe that, too. I think that it puts you in a spiritual frame of mind that's only going to lead to a healthier existence.
And I'll tell you, psychologically, you can't be the same. I mean, this is not like, you know, when you buy a car, okay? Like if a person goes into a car dealer and gives them the money, and the dealer gives them the car, okay, that's where it ends. You may or may never see this guy for the rest of your life, but when you donate a kidney to somebody, you become their family. I mean, I know my new sister is listening in. I hope my new brother is as well. I mean, my recipient son and daughter. And it's like, I mean, if you know anyone who has children, ask them if they remember the first time they held their oldest child. Of course they do. I remember, as clear as I'm talking to you now, I can remember my wife lying in bed shortly after she gave birth to our first son, and he's 43 years old. And a very close friend of mine told me there are really two David Costers. There's David Coster pre-transplant, David Coster post-transplant. That it's just such a change in your life. It's unbelievable. You literally, at no cost to yourself, save someone else's life.
David, what did your wife say and your kids say when you told them that you wanted to be a kidney donor?
They were all for it. No, it could be. It's a little bit in my genes. You see, my late father was a highly decorated World War II veteran. Silver Star once, Bronze Star twice.
Wow.
So I guess it's in the genes.
Wow. Well.
But it's not just me. I mean, let me give you a few quotes from other kidney donors.
What a hero.
There's a woman, Marissa Hester from Alabama. Quote, I have gained so much more than I gave through donating a kidney. I'll give you a quote from a woman, Angela, from New York. I feel great and recall thinking I would do it all over again tomorrow. This journey was probably the most meaningful experience of my life. And a gentleman, Paul, from the United Kingdom, giving a kidney was no big deal. I have dental treatment that was worse. I mean, this is an unusual type of charity. See, any type of charity, like, for example, helping the people rebuild in Houston and Florida, if you write out a check, God bless you. But the fact of the matter is, it is a loss. That money, you can't use anymore. Some, you gave it away. But it's the right thing to do anyway, obviously. But when you donate a kidney, it costs you nothing. Are you aware of the fact that out of every 750 live births, one is with one kidney, and the vast majority don't even know it? If you have 20% function of one kidney, that is enough to sustain life. So to give away a kidney is really, it's no big deal. It's so wonderful. Well, there is one negative side effect. I have to be honest, that it's the frustration that the donors have after the surgery, knowing he or she can't do this again.
Well, first of all, David, that's a beautiful concept right there. Now, what physical or work restrictions do you have since you gave a kidney?
None. None whatsoever.
And we already talked about the regrets. Oh, here's a good question. When you go to shul, how do you feel?
On top of the world.
Is that because you gave the kidney?
Of course. I mean, the rabbi of my synagogue, after Yom Kippur, mentioned me by name. He said that there's some people give charity with their checks, some people give charity with their body. We have a gentleman, a member of our congregation, who gave charity with his body.
So your rabbi was supportive too, then?
Right, of course.
Has anybody been negative about this?
Initially, a few people were, but when they saw me and the change in me, they realized I did the right thing.
So really, now, so then you gave the kidney, and the change in you was what?
Fantastic.
What was it exactly? What happened? You changed your outlook. You changed the way you felt.
I changed my outlook in life. Nothing bothers me now. I mean, it's like, how do you explain to someone who's never been blessed with children what it's like to be a parent? You can only talk about it in the most general of terms. That's a great thing, whatever. But you got to understand it. You've got to do it. I could spend the next couple of hours talking about how wonderful it is to be a kidney donor and the beautiful people that I've met. I mean, see, by definition, any man that gives a kidney to a stranger becomes my brother. Any woman that gives a kidney to a stranger becomes my sister. I was on a local radio program here in Brooklyn where I live. I got a call afterwards. A woman told me, I want to be your sister.
Listen.
David, that floored me.
Let me ask you this. So you're sitting in shul. It's Yom Kippur. You're talking directly to God. What do the people around you feel like when they see you and they know that you're directly connected?
One person says it's an honor to shake my hand, and it's been very positive.
If somebody was considering giving a kidney, but they were still not sure that they wanted to do it, what would you say to them?
Call me up.
What's the number?
718-854-7789.
You got to go slow. Usually I say it's because Jets fans are listening, but in deference to you being from New York, we'll say that we have Eagles fans listening. There you go. All right.
718-854-7789.
David, now is there another way to get a hold of you?
Through my email, kidneygiver@aol.com.
I love you,
and just,
David.
Can I make two quick points?
Please, this is your show, man. Go for it.
Thank you. If someone calls you up, okay, Mr. Freed, I want to give your wife a kidney, and they go to the hospital, and the blood types do not match, it doesn't matter anymore. There's a thing called the swap program. If John wants to give to Mary, but they're incompatible, then John can say, I will give a kidney to anyone in the hospital's program who's on dialysis on the condition that you find a kidney for Mary. I will give you the number of the organization that's responsible for that.
Sure.
And most hospitals already have that.
Sure.
And it's it's feasible. And there's something else. I met a man in my synagogue who told me he went to the hospital. He really wanted to donate a kidney. They rejected him. So I asked him, why don't you try a different hospital? He did. They accepted him.
It's
different
true.
Hospitals have different protocols.
It's true. Listen, David, I have to run, but I'm going to ask you a favor. Can you please come on again in a few weeks, maybe after Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah? That's what I want to do. In fact, I want to get you on the Thursday. Well, I don't know if I can do it then. We're going to talk off the air, but you're coming on right after the holidays, right in that time. I want you to tell your story again. It's meaningful. No, it's powerful, and it's full of love.
No problem. No problem. All right, we'll be in touch, and I'll see you all in the transplant center.
I love you. David Costner, living donor, American hero, second-generation American hero. God bless him. We'll be back after this. If you want more info on kidney donation, just email me, jim@freedonbusiness.com. Rock us, Wanda. Let's dance on this one. We'll be right back. Well, I hope Rocky's still listening, because I know me and Rocky used to dance to this stuff with some of those ladies back from North Miami Beach Senior High. So this one goes out to my good friend Rocky Stein from Next Wave. Hey, everybody. You know who else are my good friends? You know by now who it is. Larry Zinn and the rest of the team at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Do you think people know I love doing this? When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their new store up in Gainesville that sells Audis, and they've got the tough guys down in Key West that sell all kinds of nameplates. And you know what they've all got in common? They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a dancing member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Spin that disco ball.
Run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody. I'm a private lender. And what does that mean? That means when you call me at 305-773-6300, one person makes the decision. We can commit that day and we can fund you in a week. Sound good, South Florida? I think it does, especially in today's market, where you might need to pull a little cash out to take advantage of that investment opportunity that popped up during Hurricane Irma. Oh, yeah, that'll happen. And stick with me, because Dave McCaffrey is going to tell you real quick right after this what you need to know to protect your assets. That's right. That's right. Well, look, if you need a loan, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll loan on any commercial property type. If it's got cash flow, if it's got real estate value, I can help you. I'm helping a person now. The person just got some property in divorce settlement. They own it free and clear. She wants some cash, wants to keep title to the property. What's she going to do? She called me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. And I'm going to help her pull some cash out so she can take advantage and start her life over with that property and still retain the property. My gosh, there's some creative uses for this. Real estate brokers, investors, people that are from out of the United States and they need a loan on commercial property, either a business or someplace they're going to live, they can call me at 305-773-6300. Mr. Realtor, Mrs. Realtor, Miss Realtor, Realtor, you can call me too at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with Dave McCaffrey. Dave is my man. When I need roofing, when I need contracting, when I need a weather-created problem solved, well, Dave knows who to call. Dave, lean into the mic and tell us a little bit about what you're seeing out there in South Florida today.
Well, obviously, we had a very tough hurricane come through on Sunday. It's not as devastating as we thought it was, but
thanks God.
Yeah, we were blessed a little bit. You know, it hit over on the West Coast, but there is damage out there. And the first thing you need to do is protect your property, protect your asset. And with that, you are entitled to secure your building and make sure that it's watertight. You do not have to wait for your insurance company. You don't have to wait for your adjuster. You can go ahead and start the process to do what they call emergency temporary repairs to assure the asset of your home is integrity.
Now, when I filed my insurance claim, when I notified them that I was going to file, different,
Right.
I notified them. I was, they said, do you have a contract or have you spent any money? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? Keep your receipts.
Absolutely. Keep a record of everything you do on that. You definitely want to keep track of all the receipts and expenses that you occurred during the loss of the process.
So then, Dave, we all know that whenever it rains, we find out all about our roofs. Well, it rained a lot. And people are, you know, they showed up at my house. They had boatloads of guys. I don't know where the heck they're coming from. So if somebody's one of your customers, what does that mean to them?
In what aspect? That we have the availability to show up and take care of the business and the problems that occur. And we've been out there since Monday morning.
Got a sunburn there, Dave.
Yeah, and it's not from laying on the beach. It's walking on a lot of roofs. Also, Jim, I forgot to give you your gift that...
one of those? Oh, my God. I swear to God, that was the best thing about the hurricane.
This was the famous Biscayne roofing lighter.
Oh, no. It saves your butt. It's like it turns into a lamp. It's like
Remember, you got to take that little piece of paper out on the top. Remember we had that discussion before?
Yeah, well, you know me. I ain't the brightest tool in the kit, but it does clip on. It's absolutely fabulous. I did throw three out before you taught me the trick. Now, Dave, so somebody went out of town, they came back, their business is there, it's not up and running, they don't have a contract with somebody to fix their roof, what do they do?
They call Biscayne Roofing at 888-440-7663, and that's 7663 is roof, so it's 888-440-ROOF. Again, 7663.
Even a guy like you can remember that, although it was a little tough for you. I had to watch that. It was pretty painful to watch.
Well, you had to give me that little cheat sheet, right, Tim?
Dude, that's why you were swinging a hammer today. Anyway, so, and you have the ability to bring crews. You have crews. You bring people from out of town. How does that work?
We actually had associate with other companies up and down on the East Coast.
Smart move.
So we had guys set up, we made our calls, we got in touch with our manufacturers, we buy direct. We got tractor trailer loads of material heading to our yard already, and we have material in our yard ready to handle anything that might occur.
Yeah, I mean, I saw guys literally coming into the airport. They had wheelbarrows, Visqueen, and a tool, and that was it. And it sounds like Miami's getting ready to become, after Houston, the capital of the hammer set there.
Yeah, well... After Wilma, we were the blue tarp capital.
Oh, yeah.
South Florida, when you used to fly in, all you seen was blue tarps.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of blue tarps, also, you got to know your rights as a homeowner or a building owner when you get involved with your insurance companies, because there is a law in the state of Florida that if you incur more than 25% damage to your roof, it must be replaced.
Actually, so, makes sense to you and your neighbors.
Because, at one point during the last hurricane, insurance companies were coming out and saying they could match the tile, they could, repair the roof, but...
Cost saving to the detriment of everybody.
Right. And then, what you do have is the one nice thing about Florida building codes, we're very strict on our roofing. So we're other states, and we work up and down the entire East Coast. You don't even have to take an exam, become a roofing contractor.
What a surprise.
Here, you have to take an exam. You have to go through a financial qualification, credit checks, and, very strong financials.
Dave, we got to take a break, but before we do, I want you to give the phone number out and go slow. We got those Philadelphia Eagle fans out there.
Go Birds! It's 888- 440-7663.
Said that just because I knew you were a Philly boy.
And you also can visit us on our website at www.biscayneroofing.com. You can see all the services that we provide and some of the recent projects that we completed.
All right, we've got Dave here. He's my roofer of choice. We're going to stick with us after the break. We're going to come back with information you can use to secure your building and secure your rights right after this. Wanda, rock the house. All right, Wanda, it sounds like we're rocking it there. We're doing a little thunder. I know you got something special up your sleeve for the next break. But I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry, as always. If you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, I'm with Spectrum, and we're the oldest private lender in Florida, and we lend to condo associations. That's right. Maybe you're in with a condo association, and the condo association's got an insurance policy with a high deductible. Or maybe they've got no insurance policy. Maybe they're poorly funded and they need some repairs. What are you going to do? You're going to give me a call at 305-773-6300, and we'll help you pay for that new roof that Dave's going to put on. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you need cash to take advantage of something that happened in the hurricane. Maybe you see an investment that you want to pull some cash out of one of your pieces of real estate, put it in another piece of real estate. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor, a real estate professional. You had a closing that went sideways. It had to close, but it couldn't. The cash didn't happen, but you got to do the deal now. Call me at 305-773-6300. One person makes the decision. We commit in 1 day. We close in a week. Hello, people. We're here to help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
The only problem that we still have is on 95 northbound at the Airport Expressway. Looks like this accident might be off on the right shoulder right now. A little bit of congestion through that area, but otherwise, looks like 95 out of the Golden Glades all the way into downtown Miami. Pretty easy ride. The Dolphins cleared up from the Turnpike Extension east to 95, and just a little bit of congestion between the 75 interchange on the Palmetto southbound to Okeechobee. This update brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life, Team Mutual, with your South Florida traffic.
Hey, everybody, let's talk about NextWave. If you're a small business owner, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Banks make it hard for you to get a loan. It can take months for you to get approved and funded. But if you have been in business for over 1 year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, then NextWave can give you the money you need fast. When you need money for equipment, inventory, expansion, cash, flow, payroll, NextWave can get you approved today and funded within 24 to 72 hours. You heard Rocky earlier. They've been sending wires out all day. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000 with no application fees. Funding is based on your business, not your credit score. Call NextWave Funding today at 1-866-818-WAVE or visit nextwavefunding.com. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283. Next Wave Funding, when your business needs cash fast.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Dave McCafferty. Dave McCafferty is the guy that you want to solve your problems. He's got crews on the way. He's got materials in his yard. Dave, welcome back.
Sure.
Okay, now, Dave, you were going through some of the things that people need to know so that they don't get, I'm going to say it, messed over here. Tell people frequently made mistakes.
Well, the biggest mistake is they think they need approval from the insurance company to get work to secure the property. That's not true. You have to secure it. You're entitled to do that. And again, keep your receipt. Whatever money you spend, you're going to be entitled to that, or that goes off towards your deductible.
Somebody's having an emergency. What number do they call?
888-440-7663.
When they call that number, what happens?
They get a live person who will answer the call.
Oh, yeah? And what's that person going to do?
They're going to set them up, get them on a schedule, and we'll get out there to take care of their leaks.
Do you got capacity that you can do that?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because we came prepared. We were prepared before the storm. We were set up. Luckily, we were blessed. We didn't lose electricity at our office. But, you know, we're set up for this. We had a full diesel generator ready to power up right after the storm.
Now, tell me a little bit about your crews, because sometimes the crews aren't so great. They came from another place. They got thrown together. Your crews know each other. They work as a team?
Yes, we have our crews, all local crews, mostly right now from Florida. We haven't brought anybody in from out of state yet at this point. We haven't seen, you know, the need for the capacity of it. But a lot of things I don't think are shifting through. We haven't been over to the West Coast in Naples or Fort Myers and been down to the Keys yet. It's mostly been local in the Tri-County area, and more so down in Miami-Dade and Broward, not too much up in Palm Beach.
I'm blessed. I got the, in my building, they brought the top crew for these group of guys. They came in, they tore the place up, they gutted it, they took the carpet out. It took them a couple of hours. The girls came in, they wrapped up all my wife's stuff. It's all in plastic. They're remediating the whole place. It got hammered. But at 4 o'clock on Monday, right before they were going to knock off, I took out my phone and I played Salsa Queen Celia Cruz, and me and all the crew danced. And the next day they came back and they were so positive. Taking care of the crew is important, isn't it?
Very much so. And we're all about that. Even when Hurricane Wilma, when we got hit really hard, our owner of the company made sure that everybody in the company had a generator for their house.
Smart.
Sent the truck up to Tampa. Picked up generators, and we also have our own gasoline, diesel tanks, and propane tanks on site.
Wow, that sounds like the kind of person I want making plans for me.
Yep, well, it's a family-owned company. We've been in business since 1965.
Wow, you want to give a shout-out to the person that made those plans? Sounds like he deserves it.
Absolutely. We got a great owner in Ronnie Lang. He's the president of the company. It was his father that started it down in Hialeah.
Tim, throw me some of your team leaders that are out there sweating their you-know-what's off right now. I want to give a shout-out to the men on the field.
Oh, we got Dave Bragg out there. We got Matt Porterfield. We got Efren. He's back in the office getting everything straightened up. Because if we don't get it straight from the front end of the office, it don't get out to the field. But we got everybody out there working hard. Guys are putting in 12-hour days, 16-hour days from sun up to sundown, 7 days a week.
Yeah, Wanda's telling me that I didn't have you centered, but it's a radio show, Wanda. It's not a Facebook show. She says that to me every week. All right, well, Dave, shout out those numbers one time. I'll give you a pump there. We're not going to rag on the Phillies, on the Eagles anymore. We'll pick
well,
the Bears.
Well, they're undefeated this year.
We'll pick the, yeah. So's half the league next week. So, well, I guess the Dolphins are undefeated, too. Did they even play? I don't even know.
I heard they didn't lose last week.
Yeah, I'm in a bottle. I don't know anything. Dave, if people need help, and they need it now, and they need it to be dependable, and they need it to be bonded, who do they call?
They call Biscayne Roofing and Waterproofing, 888-440-7663, and that equates the roof.
Yeah, the last four equate the roof. Dave, I want to thank you for coming in and telling people what they need to know. One last chance, what's the number one thing they don't know that they need to know?
888-440-7663, and even if you're not sure if your roof has damage, get it inspected.
Oh, it's got damage. You just don't know it yet.
Again,
thank you, Dave, for coming in. What's the number one last time?
888-440-7663. And, Jim, it's always a pleasure coming on with you.
I love you. I'm playing this one just for the crew at my house.
There you go.
Tu voz puede volar, puede atravesar cualquier herida, cualquier tiempo, cualquier soledad. Sin que la puedas controlar, toma forma de canción.
Así es mi voz. que sale de mi corazón y volará sin yo querer por los caminos más lejanos, por los sueños que soñé. Será el reflejo del amor de lo que te tocó vivir. Será la música de fondo de lo mucho que sentí. Oye mi son,
oye,
mi viejo son, tiene las claves de cualquier generación.
En el alma de tu gente, en el cuero del tambor, en las manos del
bombero. Oh, I love this. Celia Cruz Azúcar. Azúcar! Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every vintage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. And they come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry, I love those guys.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Next Wave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit nextwavefunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit nextwavefunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
Hey there, are you a Beatle
All
fan?
Right.
I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch. Right here in the station
Whatever,
where
I got
Money
it.
Talks and Beatles Brunch. 880 The Biz.
All right, well, Dave was saying goodbye. We were giving the hugs and kisses, but he said the most important thing to me is if I need help, he's there to help me. So call my friends at Biscayne Roofing if you need help, because they are there. Excellence since 1965. Wanda, what should I do now?
Spectrum?
Okay, great. I'm sorry, folks, but I'm running out of gas. It's been a long week. I have not been sleeping good. I have not been eating good, but I saved my wife, and God damn it, that's all I cared about. Sorry if I said a bad word. Okay, hey, listen, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a condo association. You know, you got that high deductible. You need some cash. You need it now. You don't know who to call. Call me. Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. I was working with a condo association before this whole thing happened. They needed money. We do funding for them. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. One person makes the commitment. We can do it in a day. We can fund in a week. You need money? Call me. 305-773-6300. One of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. We will help you get back on your feet or take advantage of the business opportunity that you see. We can do it now. Just like you want it. You want it now? We got it now. 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, all day I've been wearing my BIM shirt. People go up to me, what's that? It's Believe in Miami. So Believe in Miami, we're coming back. I'm still stunned. I'm still shocked. My feet squish every time I walk.
How old is that shirt?
This shirt, probably like 10 years. I don't know. Does it look that bad?
Well, no. I'm just saying it. I mean, I didn't know that was a thing. They're bringing it back?
No, this was my friend got it a number of years ago. Some guy printed up. I got it in turquoise and in aqua. The guy played for the Dolphins.
We
I don't know.
To bring those back.
I know. I like it. I like it. But you know, this was horrible. I haven't been able to eat right. Some of the interesting thing, well, Vivian had fluid on her lungs. She had to stay in bed. It was really touch and go with her. We evacuated into a hardened location that was suggested by her doctor near Jackson. But today my apartment's been totally decimated. We're basically homeless. We're living in a transitional situation. I've got a hotel that I can go to, but it's not the best setup because Vivian needs to have a routine, and it's tough to get the routine at a hotel, you know? But this is pushing reset. We're going to push reset, and we're going to be fine. The issue is that there's no system. There's no rhythm. It's very hard to get things. I reached out to AT&T on Twitter. They were okay. They responded fast, but it was automated. I reached out to Allstate on Twitter. They were great. They retweeted me. But let me tell you some of my personal stories. Whew. I live on the 26th floor. When I got to the building, there was no power. It stunk. Downstairs, it was dark, but it wasn't wet. I went upstairs. I walked the 26th floors. My God, I'm in such great shape. I actually want to start doing that twice a week. It was just unbelievable workout. Great. Then I got up there and realized I forgot my keys. It's one of those days.
You're so strong, just break that door down.
Yeah, I basically almost did, but that was my breath, not my muscles. Okay, so, but I wasn't anything. The guys that were on my crew that are fixing, helped me fix my apartment, they walked up the 26 stories. You can see them on my Instagram and my Facebook. You can see me praising them that they walked up the 26 floors. Folks from Guatemala, Mexico, Cuba, Nicaragua, all coming together to help us get better and rebuild. New friends, all my family, everybody. The folks at the Hampton Inn on Biscayne Boulevard, my friend Bo, my friend Wes, the GM. Wes is the man. I saw him standing there at the captain. I saw, Juan and Dayalis at my place where we stayed. But let me tell you, the people that I want to thank, I'm going to go down the list. First of all, I want to thank my mom for getting her butt on the plane, even though she didn't want to, and getting out of here so I didn't have to worry about her. Now, Mom's got a place with AC and power. God bless her. I want to thank Dave Lombardi. I'm holding one of Dave Lombardi's power cells. Dave Lombardi's power cells lasted forever. I love you, Dave. Thank you so much for giving me the power cell and a place to hang my head. I thanked Wes and Bo, and I want to thank Angie Peralta and the folks at Bainbridge that run my apartment. They're doing a great job. I want to thank the team. I want to thank my old friend Ron Mann. Ron Mann, who was providing me the updates. He was crazy enough to stay there, so I watched his Facebook updates, and then he would tell me when the power came on and stuff. So high five to Ron Mann. But again, I want to thank my friends on the team that are gut rehabbing my apartment. They were there on day number two. I said, a las ocho, I got there at 8. I think they were there at 7:30. They're amazing. So while Miami is continuing to rebuild, there's a lot of things that we have to do. We have to remember, write down, take some time right now to remember the things that you wish you would have done differently. I, for instance, wish I'd brought a yoga mat. Why? Because then I could stretch on the floor of the little cramped room that I was in rather than sitting on the nasty carpet that they had. What else did I want? Oh, something that I realized, when you're freezing ice, get the huge bags, the Glad Ziplocs or whatever, and fill that up with ice. Those things last forever. Sprinkling the ice around, not a good idea. Concentrating it in one of those, fabulous idea. Vivian, while she was really, really sick, that girl's tough as nails. She got up on Monday and was the first person to get dialyzed when her center flipped the switch. And they needed the people to come in too. You know, Miami is run by people. People. You know, when you come to my neighborhood, there's still a whole lot of people that don't have a job. Denny's is closed. Taco Bell is closed. Pollo Tropical is closed. McDonald's is closed. Wendy's is closed. Walgreens stayed open, but they didn't have any food. The only place you could get food was standing in line and getting those crappy white donuts with the powder on them at the gas station. But they were fresh. Couldn't believe it. Kill for one of those. Well, I wouldn't kill, but I really would like one of those donuts. So it's all about that. I've got to go. I've got to get my wife back on. Wanda, how much more time do we have? Couple minutes? 3 minutes?
No, you got 5 minutes, really.
Oh, great. Then I get to say even more things that happened on the hurricane.
Four and a half.
Well, then I won't talk as much about the hurricane. But what I will talk about is the fact that we can help people get financed. You can give me a call at 305-773-6300. We can help you get your home done. We can help you get your condo association back on its feet. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you want to pull some money out of a project. I've got a friend of mine who just got a divorce. She's looking to pull some cash out of what she was awarded in the divorce. We're going to help her. Got some cash flowing real estate. I'll get her loan and I can finish fast. When you call me, one person makes the decision. We can close in a week at 305-773-6300. I want to thank all the people at the DaVita Dialysis Center at the Technology Park over on Northwest 7th Avenue. These are the people that keep my wife alive. Let me tell you the story about the lady that runs that. She slept there through the whole hurricane, cooked there through the whole hurricane, because if she didn't, she wouldn't have been there to open it up. And people need to that gives them life. It's uncomfortable, it's bad, but my wife loves her dialysis machine because it gives her life. And I love my wife. It's been really hard on her. My wife lives with a routine. We get up in the morning. We get her some ice because she can't drink water. She has to have the ice. But ice that's not really melted is hard on her. So I have to get up. I have to prepare the ice. I have to make it melt. I have to make it so that she can eat it. We don't have the ability to do that where we are right now. It's hard to have that system in place. Then she needs her dialysis bag, which must weigh 1,000 pounds, and that girl hauls it up on her back. I don't know how she does it. It contains a couple of different things with glasses in it that have the ice, and she does it. You heard David earlier talking about what a great feeling he got and how he is a revered person in his social circles because he donated a kidney. Email me, Jim@freedonbusiness, if you want to donate a kidney to help save my wife's life. Give her life. Help my wife live a life so that she doesn't have to lie in bed, so that 3 days of not being on that machine isn't a death sentence for her. Everybody out there in Miami, we've been pulling together. We've been bringing plywood up 26 stories. We've been dancing to Celia Cruz I want to play Celia Cruz on the way out. We've been dancing to Celia Cruz. We've been coming together, Miami, and now it's time. A lot of people had no damage. A lot of people don't even think that this was an event. Come to Biscayne and 34th Street and look at what happened. It's not a pretty sight. But I want to thank everybody that's helping me. The Bainbridge folks, Allstate, if AT&T would get on the stick, I'd thank them. But I want to thank you, my listeners. Without you, I'd have no show. I want to thank the folks at Next Wave for being our sponsors. I want to thank the folks at Warren Henry for being our sponsors. I want to thank the University of Miami for keeping my wife alive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We were supposed to be up there doing a live broadcast. We couldn't do it. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Join us next week. We'll have a normalized show. I want to thank Sandy Abbott for slapping this together at the last minute. I'll be on next week. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. You sure found that out last week. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Celia, dígame, azúcar, Miami.
Será la música de fondo de lo mucho que sentí. Oye, mi son,
oye,
mi viejo son, tiene las claves de cualquier generación.
En el alma de tu gente, en el cuero del tambor, en las manos del conguero, en los pies del bailador.
Yo viviré,
¿cómo no?
Allí estaré.
Ahí nada más, mientras pase una comparsa, con tu rumba cantaré.
Seré siempre lo que fui, con mi azúcar para ti.
Yo viviré
y ahora vuelvo a recordar aquel tiempo atrás, cuando te fuiste con el sueño de la libertad.
cuántos amigos que dejé y cuántas lágrimas lloré. Yo viviré para volverlos a encontrar y seguiré con mi canción, bailando música caliente como bailo yo. Cuando suene una guaracha, cuando suene un guaguancó, en la sangre de mi pueblo, en tu cuerpo estaré yo.
Oye, mi son
de honor,
mi viejo son.
Traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.